1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show, your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
It is Thursday. That means Blake Brunet is along as we talk high school sports. We'll have a little bit of NFL as well. And we're going to begin with local high school teams. Really pretty good holidays, at least to this point. I know some of them still participating in some New Year's events this week. But, Blake, three of the four high school teams locally winning tournaments, including both Callaway teams winning their own. So, all in all, they performed rather well.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid week for all four teams, really. I mean, you mentioned that three out of the four win. The Murray girls, the only team not to win their tournament. And you look at who was in their tournament and how they performed in those games, and you understand a little bit about why they didn't win their tournament. You know, you have Butler with former Murray High coach Wyatt Faust in town. They ended up winning the tournament. You had Cal. You had a good Cooper team. And you know, Murray High was right in the two games that they lost. I mean, they had those games pretty much tied going to the fourth quarter and just couldn't quite close those out. So, you know, despite the loss for them, they've got to feel a really good bit of confidence. And the Murray boys, they went on the road. They took care of business in Russellville, and they beat some good teams there. And then, obviously, the Callaway teams hosting their own tournament and sort of just ran away with all of their games. I think the closest one for Callaway boys was the Mayfield one, and obviously that one came down to the end, and Cade Butler knocked down a three with 2.2 seconds left on the clock and sealed the win there for the Lakers. So, yeah, it was a good little weekend of games. It was nice to get back to some basketball after we had the Christmas break there. And like you said, we're moving into some New Year's tournaments here shortly.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Murray High teams as they get right back at it tonight at Ballard Memorial. That's a really long trip, but it is a holiday week, so they don't have to go back to school tomorrow. But let's talk. You just mentioned the Tiger girls. They've had the drawings already. I saw those posted for the All-A Regionals. And for Murray, that's just been a foregone conclusion. They just play their three games. They win the tournament. They head to the state. Not as clear-cut this year. And tonight, they'll have a team that might challenge them as they come in 6-6 on the season. Lady Tigers 4-8. So this one will be an interesting one tonight.
Yeah, and like you said, they'll potentially have a shot at them during the All-A. So this is a good chance to see where they stack up with a team like Ballard Memorial, especially playing them on the road. I know that you know, Tom Faust, he's been working hard with that team. I mean, like I said, they have been right in it. They lost to Cooper by two. They lost to Christian Academy Louisville by 13, but that was a tie game with like a minute left in the third quarter. They just couldn't close it out. They're right there. I mean, they just need, I don't know, maybe one player that's, you know, of that underclassmen group to come out with some confidence in their next few games and say, look, I'm gonna look to score at times, because that was the one thing I noticed was they have four solid players, and then the fifth one, whoever he's throwing out there, if they get open looks, they don't have the confidence in themselves to take it. And you know, I'm seeing the bench say, why are you not shooting? And I think that's the one thing they need as they look forward to All-A. And I still think that Murray High is the team to beat for All-A, at least for the region. And then they'll move on and play at EKU and McBrayer Arena, and they'll carry on the tradition of winning All-A and at least making it to the state. But still, if they don't have that fifth player, that one player they know they can trust outside of the four, they're going to continue to struggle this year.
And Mayfield also throw their hat into the ring a little bit as they're improved over what they've been on the girls' side. Now, on the boys' side, unless something drastic happens, they are heavy favorites to win the region. They play a Ballard team tonight. This should be a lopsided affair. The Tigers 10-2. Ballard kind of rebuilding under Jimmy Holder, former Tiger assistant. They come in at 2-9. I can't see the Tigers really getting any stiff challenge other than Carlisle County, a team that they beat by 1 point in the tournament in Russellville. So other than that, I'm not sure how much of a challenge they'll have.
Yeah, and the Carlisle County game is odd, too, because talking to Coach Curtis, and, you know, that was the game where they just struggled to score. I mean, they won on the backs of their defense. That's something that he's harped on time and time again is, look, even if our shots aren't falling, if we can hold them under 50, we're going to win the game. And that's pretty much what happened against Carlisle. I think the next time those two teams meet, it won't be the third game of a three-day tournament. And it'll be a little more lopsided. I think that Murray High is that much better than Carlisle. Same thing with Ballard. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a running clock tonight against Ballard. This Murray High team is just that good. And again, we'll continue to say it, this is still without Hunter Utley and Tommy Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is a team that has continued to look fantastic without two of their top players that were supposed to be returning this year. Grant Whitaker's been incredible. I mean, he's been the leading scorer in every single game so far this year. He will pretty much continue to do that, at least until Hunter and Tommy get back. And I don't think his numbers go down with those two back. I think that the second and third scorers, those numbers will spread out. I think their offense becomes more complete. And I still see Grant Whitaker leading the way, though. I mean, he's just that explosive of a player. Again, no issues with Ballard tonight. Their next real test will be against Prodigy Prep on January the 5th at McCracken County, part of Mustang Madness.
Murray Girls also playing part of that. They'll get a test against McCracken County as well on Saturday in that event. We'll have both of those games, by the way, on WNBS. Meanwhile, Callaway County teams, let's start with the girls. We talked about them winning their own tournament and a milestone for Charlie Settle. We knew it was coming, just didn't know which game, but she had the 15 rebounds in the game. And I think it was against Dresden, and 15 rebounds to pass Avery Field. She's the school's all-time leading rebounder. And it's kind of cool. I think it was in your story I was reading that Avery was kind of a role model for Charlie. Man, what a role model that she picked. And now she's starting to break some of her records.
Yeah, the cool thing was find out through all this that Charlie's dad, Trace, found film of Avery Fields playing, and Charlie watched that as like a 6th and 7th grader. And so she was watching it and basically learning, you know, what kind of effort and intensity she needs in order to even succeed at the next level. And it was against Hopkinsville Saturday morning, 10 a.m. tip, and Settle needed 11 rebounds going into the contest. And the crazy thing is, two of the players for Hopkinsville were ranked in the top 35 in the state in rebounds per game. They had two players that were averaging double digits in rebounds, 10 and 12. And Settle pulled in 17 rebounds in that game.
Wow.
And her team won 48-26. She broke the record. Coach Valerie Waller said that they knew that it was coming. They've actually been tracking it since the start of the year. And they knew after about 2 weeks worth of play that it was pretty much going to happen during the Christmas tournament, barring anything crazy happening, because, you know, her numbers were adding up to where if she continues this pace, this is where it's going to break. So she had told me Friday night, hey, you're going to want to be here tomorrow morning. I'm not saying it's 100%, but she needs 11, and she got more than 11 in that game. But yeah, they had a nice little time with their tournament too. Their first game was against Paducah Tillman, and although the score shows 73-33, Cowley actually struggled a little bit in that game at times. But you know, they were just that much better than the Blue Tornado. Then Hopkinsville again. The offense wasn't really clicking, but the defense was completely locked in, 48-26. And then the Dresden game was for the championship, and again, they hold their opponent to 38 points and win at 56-38. So they really have bought in on the defensive end. If their offense can really click, and the thing that started happening during this Christmas tournament was Addison Hicks was starting to hit her threes. Skylar Waller had a 20-point game. So they are starting to get confidence with these surrounding players around Charlie Settle. And if those players start getting going, watch out, because that team can be dangerous with Charlie Settle on the post.
And they don't get a really huge test Friday night. It's against Mayfield, although Mayfield is improved. But a big one coming up, Region 4 favorite Bowling Green. They'll meet them in Russellville on Saturday, and that is a monster matchup for Callaway's girls.
It is, and they have tested themselves quite a bit this year. The game just before their tournament, they went up to Breckenridge County, and they were in that game. It was a 2-3 point game pretty much throughout. The problem was Breckenridge kept hitting threes, and they ended up losing that one 55-47. Bowling Green is going to be a similar test in the sense that this is a top-tier team. This is a team that is likely going to be in the KHSA Sweet 16. And if you win your region, this is a team that you might end up facing. We don't know what the draw is going to be yet, but at least you're getting that level of competition. And Bowling Green, again, they're going to be a tough out. Obviously, on the road, it'll be as good a preparation as you could ask for if you're Coach Waller and you plan on participating in the state tournament.
The Callaway County boys, they are back in action as well. They'll play tomorrow morning, a 10:30 tip-off against Marion, Illinois, but they're coming off their tournament championship as well. This is a team, Blake, you followed them last year. You were the voice of Laker basketball. I think they won, 11 games? They already have won 9 this season?
Yeah, they're much improved. I mean, we knew that was going to be the case, though. The team last year had their big three, but they didn't have a single senior on the team. None of those guys really had an extended amount of varsity experience. So all of that entire team that you're seeing out there on the floor right now for the Lakers, they all played last year, and they all played pretty heavy minutes. And so now you've got Cade Butler, Cade Mize, Chandler Steele, Kai Franklin, all these guys that are seniors and have played every minute just about last year, at least played in every game last year, and they're making huge contributions. I mentioned it to Coach Cleaver. The wild thing to me is that there have been a couple games where, one of the big three doesn't score double digits and they still win by 20 or 30 points. And that's because you've got guys like Evan Garrison stepping up into scoring roles. You've got guys like Kai Franklin, who you don't really think of as a scorer, but he'll drop 14 or 15 in a night. And he's not one that's going to go for 30 points in a game, but you get 14 or 15 out of a guy who is essentially out there to be a great rebounder for you. I mean, that's a huge boost. And they've done it with multiple different leading scorers, and they're going to continue to do it that way. This tournament that they're going to take place in, you've got West Creek, Clarksville, Tennessee team, Graves County, and then Marion, Illinois. And I think this is a very winnable tournament. They could go back-to-back, win their home tournament, and then go win the Graves County CFSB New Year's Bash and have a lot of confidence as they head into the heart of their schedule.
And part of that schedule will be a chance for the Lakers to win a state championship at a different level with the 2A state championship that they have. Started that last year in Callaway County. The way they're playing right now, both of these teams, both boys and girls, got to be considered legitimate contenders for that.
Well, I mean, they actually made a pretty significant run last year, considering who they were playing and what everyone expected out of them. They knocked off some good teams over there in the second region and made a run at it, if you will. This year, I think they are definitely the favorites, at least for the region. And I wouldn't be surprised if they make a little run in the state. I mean, this is a very good basketball team. They have a great defensive philosophy. And they're multiple in the fact that they can run different styles on that defensive end. And then again, on the offensive end, they can score with just about anybody. It's just a matter of who's got the hot hand for the night. Cade Butler is one of the best three-point shooters in the state. And then you've got Mize, who can shoot off the dribble. You've got Chandler Steele, who is just a force down low. And, it's a very good team. So, yeah, I mean, the 2A is not out of the question.
Let's talk Murray State. They play tonight, both men's and women's teams, hosting UT Martin tonight. They'll also get SEMO on Saturday. And for the Racer women, let's talk about them first up. They'll get two of the top teams in the league. Martin, if you look at their record, it's not all that impressive, but look at who they played, and it's like, wow, no wonder they have the record they have. But Southeast Missouri, the second winningest team in the league. So a really, really brutal start in terms of schedule. And for the Racers, if the Racer women could win too, suddenly, you got to think that maybe they're a contender.
If they can win too, I'm going to be very shocked. I think they need to split this series or this little two-game set. UT Martin's tough. I mean, they went to what, double overtime with sixth-ranked Louisville at the time.
Yeah,
I mean that's a really good opponent. They played four top 25 teams already. Chelsea Perry is incredible. You know, Coach Turner told us at the press conference that she thinks Perry is the OVC Player of the Year as of this moment, 18.8 points per game, right at 8 rebounds per game. And she's also leading the team in field goal percentage from the three-point line. So, I mean, she's pretty incredible. That's going to be the number one guard for this Racers team. I'm curious to see who they throw on her, whether it'll be Burpo or if they'll go with Lacey Hawthorne. But they've also got a really good player from Murray, Maddie Waldrop, who is averaging right at 7 rebounds per game and was part of the All-OVC preseason team. And, you know, Coach Turner had great things to say about her, obviously, because she knows her pretty well, said that, you know, she's the glue player. You don't want to get outworked by Waldrop. You have to match her level of effort. So I think tonight's game, if they could pull that one off, even though I don't know if they can, if they do pull that one off, losing to SEMO, I mean, you split it, you know. I don't think you need to go 2-0 in this set. You've got to get one of two, though, because you're going to be at home for both, and it's pretty important to at least get a good start in conference play. I expect them to get at least one of two. I just don't know if it'll be tonight or if it'll be Saturday.
For the Racer men, they have the other goal. They hope to win their home games, and they have a Martin team that sort of is underachieved. They've had some issues. They've been on the road. They had a 50-day stretch, rather, between home games. They've lost one of their players who was booted off the team mid-December in the Randall youngster, but still a ton of firepower in this UT Martin team, beginning with Quentin Dubb, who had one of the best games I've ever seen in an OVC tournament last year against Jacksonville State. And then their newcomer Parker Stewart, who is right at the top of the OVC scoring lead.
Yeah, you know, Coach McMahon talked quite a bit about Parker Stewart. Impressive kid, 18.2 points per game. He's also leading the team at just about 3 assists per game. But Quentin Dubb, man, I wrote my preview and kind of centered it around Quentin Dubb because that name, even if you don't follow Racer Athletics very closely, a lot of people know that name simply because of something that happened last year with John Morant. So, you know, I think that kid's got so much resiliency just to not quit basketball after that.
Right.
You know, he gets jumped over. I mean, at 6'8", there's not many guys that are going to jump over you. So I'm proud of him simply for sticking with the game. And like you said, he had one of the greatest performances in the OVC tournament last year. And he is a guy who is highly capable of going for 20 and 15 in a game. It's just a matter of can you contain him. I think that he won't be the issue, though, for Murray State tonight. I think the issue will be Parker Stewart. They're going to have to find a way to slow him down. Three-point defense has been sort of a roller coaster, if you will. We've had our highs, we've had our lows already. The post play has not really affected the Racers, at least offensively, for a majority of the time because, you know, you've got guys like Anthony Smith and K.J. Williams and now DeMond Robinson, who is a really true post threat defensively. So I don't think Quentin Dubb really gives us issues. I think it's going to be the guards, and Parker Stewart's the biggest threat of them all. That'll be the guard that Tevin Brown gets tonight. I'm going to bet money on it right now.
Let's move on to the NFL, and it's on to the playoffs. It's wild card weekend. Tell me what you think about the games this weekend.
Well, you know, Saturday, it's pretty much become the Texan spot. They always seem to play the wild card weekend at 3:30. They'll play the Bills. I think that the Bills can come away with a win there. it'll be huge for them, considering, you know, I don't remember the last time the Bills won any kind of playoff game. Then you got the Titans and the Patriots, and a lot of people are picking the Titans to win that, and I'm one of them because I've seen the Patriots' weakness, and it is the run game. And with a guy like Hunter Henry or Derrick Henry, you know, the Titans are a true threat, and Tannehill's been playing great. I know that it's the Patriots, and I know that it's playoff time, but the way they performed in their season closing game where they had a bye on the line against the Dolphins, it was not great. So I'm taking the Titans in that one. Then Vikings and Saints, obviously, you know, I'm going to go with the Saints in that one. The thing that's going to hurt is they're going to continually pump these Minnesota Miracle things out, and we're going to continually see Stephon Diggs score a touchdown to beat the Saints in the playoffs 2 years ago. But we'll get our revenge. The Saints will get the win. And then Seahawks-Eagles, this one's weird to me, and this is one of those things that I've hoped that the NFL would change for a while. But the Eagles at 9-7 will host a playoff game for the Seahawks at 11-5. The Eagles kind of limped into the playoffs, beating the Cowboys and winning their season finale. So even though the Seahawks have a better record, the Seahawks will be on the road. I think the Seahawks do pull it off, though. And it'll set up a pretty good weekend next week for a chance to go play in the championship game. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be watching the Saints on Sunday.
All right, that's a little preview of what you can expect NFL-wise. Blake, thanks for the visit, and I'll see you at the games tonight, all right?
All right, see you.
All right, that is Blake Brunier of the Murray Ledger and Times.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.